Our friend Alethea has been posting concerns about something called SOPA, and I've finally done some research on it, and I hope what I have for you today about that helps you out. Wikipedia will not be around to answer your questions or to help anyone with their homework tomorrow. Wikipedia will be closed tomorrow. The website is shutting down for the day to protest a crazy little thing called SOPA. SOPA stands for Stop Online Piracy Act, which makes it sound noble, in much the same way the Patriot Act sounded like a good thing when really it just took away some of our constitutional rights.
It's also used by dyslexics to wash their face.
How does that sound?
SOPA.
How does that sound
when the dyslexic washes his face?
Yeah, was always so...
All right, that's enough.
Now,
that's all I got. Look at me. I'm as bad as he is.
In a way, yeah.
And we held hands and went skipping through the gates of hell.
Jesus, Michael.
That's right, Michael.
Nobody wants to see artists, including those on this show, lose rightful income on their ideas or hard work and let the profits go to somebody else who doesn't deserve them. But there's more to SOPA than meets the eye, as is often the case with proposals before Congress. Congress is set to vote on this thing before the week is out. Next day or two, in fact. So if you want to do something to stop it, do it now. And here's why you might want to. There's still time to contact your congressional representative before CBS, Disney, and some other evil empire succeed in getting control of the internet. That's what SOPA is really about.
And now, can they do it, though?
Yeah.
Can
And here's how. It turns out SOPA is supported by CBS, Disney, and other big media companies, all of them really, after they themselves, all of them really, distributed the piracy software. That's right. Case in point, CBS owns CNET, which has distributed BitTorrent and Kazaa. In other words, CBS, which will now sue you and is suing people for copyright infringement for using software that was distributed by CBS. Mm-hmm. It's like Scott Farkas getting his friend to kneel behind you so Scott can push you over the friend.
Right.
The trend is a threat to the existence of YouTube, Twitter, and other popular sites. It could lead to internet censorship. They did this, as near as anyone can tell, so they could turn around and sue over even the slightest copyright infringement for millions of dollars they have already started those lawsuits.
Wow.
That's what SOPA is about. That's why you may want to call your congressman and stop it.
Are they going to win? Do they think they'll win?
I don't think so. There's been a tremendous campaign in the last few days to make it very obvious to our lawmakers.
Because people like Google and Yahoo and those people are the people that are equally big companies that are against it, right?
Right. Well, because Google owns YouTube, they would, I would think, be against this.
Yeah.
But again, the media company, CBS, through CNET, has for years distributed pirated material through software they've provided and is now turning around and suing people for using the software they provided.
But I think, don't you think it's a bigger issue than that also? Don't you think the CBS's and Disney's want to control everything on
right,
the internet?
Exactly.
They want to have all of, they want to get their hooks into
so
all
even,
of it.
I mean, there are cases where somebody has just posted a link to something and has been sued for $2 million for posting a link.
And, you know, I think if you really look closely at it, and eventually they could get their little hooks into shows like this.
Exactly. Oh, and that's why we're concerned about
it. Damn them. I'll never let that happen.
Well, you know what they'll do?
I'll do this in a ship. I'll do that.
Like
I'll broadcast
radio.
from that cruise ship.
Just don't hit the coast.
Bring some flippers.
Write your congressman. Not surprisingly.